This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God sees your sacrifice. And I had this thought as I was reading in the book of Acts about a Roman officer named Cornelius. And Cornelius was a devout man of God. He led his household in a devout way, and he gave generously to the poor and to charities, and he worshiped God on a regular basis. And one afternoon, an angel of God appeared before him and said, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have not gone unnoticed." Now, to put this in context, Cornelius was a Gentile, so the Jewish leaders and Jewish people of the day considered him impure. In other words, God saw Cornelius as a devout man, but society saw him as impure. And oftentimes, it's easier to extend acts of kindness to others under good conditions. But imagine the conditions that Cornelius faced, that he was living under, but he still was able to have a clean heart of giving and to give in a way that God wanted him to give. He was obedient to that. And so many times we might go the extra mile for someone, or we inconvenience ourselves in a way, and that other person may never know, but God always knows. And so today I want to remind you that God sees your sacrifice. He sees those little acts of kindness, especially when it's in places where it's not so easy to be kind. So today, as we continue the season and spirit of kindness, let us cling to these words. For the Lord sees not as man sees, but the Lord looks on the heart, 1 Samuel 16:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, He sees your sacrifice.